your kind of talk. 1520 KYND.
Hello, I'm Pastor Wilford Darden, founder of Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. Join Chat with Pack as we discuss how to move from dysfunctional mindsets to functional mindsets. Every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on KYND 1520. Pack will discuss the five areas of influence, which are personal, family, career, church, and community. PAC will empower the listeners through edifying inner city communities, through creating businesses and economic redevelopment opportunities, returning at-risk people and offenders to positive social, rational, and financial living conditions through transformed thinking. It's time to chat with PAC. For more information, visit us at ipeet@jaom.org.
Chat with Pack every Saturday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on 1520 KYND. The views and opinions expressed on KYND 1520 Talk programs are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its owners, management, other hosts, or advertisers. Show topics on this station may include conversations on any lifestyle, belief, religion, political affiliation, or other personal practices. KYND, a Synergy Broadcasting Company. KYND, Cypress, Houston.
A Synergy Broadcasting Company.
Your kind of talk. Your kind of music.
Your kind of radio.
The powerful 1520.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction. Living just enough for the city.
Hello, good afternoon. You're joining us here at Chat with Pack, and that is Pack, stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. We want to welcome you to our show today, and this is Harry Coase sitting in for our host and a guide for the show, Pastor Yuri Solomon. And they're on their way, but I just understand that one day, on our way to the radio show, Houston traffic.
Yes, yes.
So we'll welcome you guys to the show today, and we're looking for our team to show up in a few minutes out through this traffic. But we have a couple of pastors here, and we're going to introduce ourselves, and we're going to carry the ball until they show up. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Pastor James Warden of the Second Baptist Church of the Heights, 810 West 24th Street, Houston, Texas. Sunday school is 9:30 on Sundays. Worship service is 11 a.m. Bible study 7 p.m. on Tuesday night. You're always welcome there. But today, you're welcome at Pack with Chat with Pack. Our call-in number is 832-230-5592. 832-230-5592.
Yes, please join us. We are talking to you, and we really appreciate you talk with us. This is a dialoguing show. We want to hear what you have to share, and we want to share what the Lord has been sharing with us as we are desiring to change the inner city one family at a time. Amen. Now, in our past shows, we've been talking about the spiritual leadership in the home, and we have been discussing how the spiritual leader of the home deal with the various mindsets that will be in the home. And we have been highlighting these last few shows a thuggish mindset, a thuggish mindset, or a consciousness, if you will. And we have boiled it down to a couple of things and how to identify and deal with them. And we said a couple of things that are important to deal with the different mindsets, to remember that they need love, attention, and respect. Love, attention, and respect. And we identify a couple of components on how to work through this. Pastor Warden, do you remember some of those?
Not right off. my mind is a blank right now. But we want you to realize that a lot of the things that we're talking about, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, these things might not apply to you. So what we want you to do is get to know Jesus. That's why we introduce our churches, and you can come and learn at our churches as well as come to our three campuses. Amen?
Amen.
Now, one of the things that we've been talking about is leadership in the home and what is required of a leader. Amen. Now, as the head of the house, the leader of the house, and last week we talked about, it's just like pastoring a church. You're the pastor at your house. And as a leader, we have to look at the fact that people have faults. And you can't look down on those who have faults. You never have to tell a sinner over and over again that they're sinning. They already know that.
Right.
But what we need to do is nurture them. We have to, as we talked earlier, that's what we have to live before them by precept and example.
Right.
We live by the two L's as Christian. We teach by our lips, and we teach by our lives. Lips and lives. they don't want to hear anything you got to say if your lips and your lives don't agree.
All right.
So these things have to agree. If you're the leader in the home, you're leader in the church, they need your lips and your lives to agree. Now, if they are overtaken in a fault, there are some things that we must do as leaders in the house.
All right.
They are going astray. Now, we're talking about, we the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. Now, that training means to discipline that child. It does not always mean to whip that child.
All right.
I tell my congregation, if your child does something that you have not ever told them not to do, don't whip them. You tell them about it. Now, the next time, then you might have to add a little discipline. But the first time, if you never told them, don't lie, and they lie, you can't whip them.
All right.
The reason being is God does not put on us what we can't bear. We are not always corrected, amen, severely for everything we do. There's an if there, if we repent.
All right.
You can do wrong, and we don't want you to do wrong, but if you do, quickly, in a hurry, we need to repent. Uh-huh. If you repent, God said he'll do what? Forgive it. Okay, cast it into the sea of forgiveness, in other words. Amen?
All right.
So there are times when your children, your family, those in your family, make a mistake. There's a certain way we need to handle it. Okay? And that thing is love.
All right.
Okay? You have to learn how to have love for your family. Not only for your family, but for fellow man. When you have love for your family, your fellow man, you won't have any problems when it comes to helping those who have made mistakes. Now, if you have not made a mistake, you're listening to the wrong radio program. Okay? Mm. Instead of all have sinned, y'all have sinned, those who don't make mistakes. But the rest of us have made mistakes.
All right.
We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we know the wages of sin is what? Death. The gift of God is what? Eternal life. But on the way to eternal life, you're going to have some issues in your family. They're going to make mistakes. How do I handle those mistakes?
All right.
It says, brethren, if a man, a woman, boy, a girl be overtaken, caught red-handed in a fault, you're going to have trouble. You're going to catch them red-handed sometimes. Sometimes you won't catch them. Am I right, Harry?
You're right.
But sometimes you're going to catch them red-handed in a fault. And what they're doing, that's not according to your rules or God's rules. Amen. So what do you do? Well, first of all, if you're not saved, you will not know how to handle it. Okay? You will not know. You see, I know we have godly parents and grandparents, but we also had ungodly parents and grandparents. And we saw some things that were done that should not have been done. But now, if you're saved and somebody is caught, what do you do? Scripture talks about ye which are spiritual. Okay? We're talking about those who've been born again by the Spirit of God and who are led by the Spirit. If you are led by the Spirit, okay, you will not fulfill the lust
of the flesh.
Right.
Okay? And so if you are led by the Spirit will show you how to handle each case.
Right.
Because every child is not handled the same. Every person in the family is not handled the same.
You're right.
The Spirit has to speak to us to show us what to do.
Right.
Yeah, I know y'all remember.
Yeah.
When I was coming up, you made a mistake. If the parents were tired, they might not whip you. They said, I'll get you later. We didn't understand, but I knew what was going on. They did not want to do you harm. And the Spirit was telling them, not right now. They put that punishment off, okay? Because right now, their mindset is not right. They just came home from work. They are tired, frustrated, okay? And if you're tired and frustrated, you really can't be real effective. And so the Spirit will tell you right away, leave that alone right now.
Now
you'll get that later.
Now, we're trying to help the spiritual leader guide his family and to deal with the different mindsets in his home. And we said that a part of that is showing that love, as you were sharing with us earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Then they need some attention to spend time with them to be able to articulate the truths that you're trying to teach. And we said a couple of weeks ago, that we had to understand the principles, that teach them principles to live by. And I think that's what you were talking about, the lips.
Mm-hmm.
The lips have to help them. And that's going to be done by sharing and teaching the Word of God.
Yes.
And then, secondly, you said the life.
Yes.
And we start talking about how that looks in a practical sense. I have to live it out.
Live it out.
In their presence. Then we have to talk about giving them purpose, identifying the purpose in their life. Praise God, we have our founder and president in the booth now.
Amen. Amen.
God is able.
Yes, he is. Fighting the freeway demon. This is Houston, Texas.
Yeah, but a part of that was, again, recognizing who we have in the home and the damage that could have happened in their past. And Pastor Darden, we're trying to recap to a degree to get us back on track to put us in the perspective of what our show is going to be about. And we have been talking about dealing with the different mindsets. And we're trying to allude to now helping them. And we're talking about the philosophy of freedom. And we've talked about in the past having a healed hindsight, having those things that happened to me in the past being cleared up. So I can hear from God right now in the present, so I can know where I'm going in the future.
Right. That's good stuff. As what really happens with that is the hearing from God or the increased insight
right.
becomes new experiences as you begin to recognize the distinction in your old walk and the new walk.
Okay.
And then it becomes a part of what we now call healthy hindsight.
Okay. Right.
Because you begin to trust in God more.
All right.
Object of the game is to trust in God. Mm-hmm. To get more and more of the trust that you have placed in God relative to what we're going to call biblical reason, your thinking patterns. And this becomes the key to dealing with the pressures of the various mindsets in the home.
Mm.
Because as long as I am trying to obey God, and then I'm able to see what he sees relative to what's in the home,
okay,
and he's able to communicate it to me through prayer without ceasing, and I'm able to see it, and as long as I'm in this obedient mode, I'll be able to transition out of what I would want to do in the old me,
okay,
or the person that's caught in a fault,
okay,
and then go into the person that he's trying to get me to be. The Christ-like person he's trying to get me to be. And then having said that, I'm able then to be able to get clear vision as to what God wants for me in my home.
All right. All right.
So so that's where we are with that. And, I guess the thing that really needs to be harped upon would be if we're focusing on getting a healthy family initiative,
right,
where we can all communicate to one another in such a way that we can agree to disagree agreeably.
All right.
And we're able to recognize and understand the other mindsets that's in the home.
Yeah.
Then we're able to be able to get everyone on the same page.
Mm.
Once we get everyone on the same page, we're able now to transfer information through relationships. And the things that I want people to learn from me, I can transfer to them because the relationship is healthy.
All right.
And even if they disagree with me, they will still hear me, which is the key to a social healthy home, socially healthy home. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're after.
Right.
Because we can't get to our family ministry concept where everyone in the house is saved, everybody in the house is growing, and everyone in the home is serving, which is what is a need to change the community. Can't get there if we still have the damaged hindsight. And those who disagree with us, we continue to wound and scar from the disagreements, which becomes the issue in the home.
Mm.
Because you don't agree with me, then, you know, I'll call you out your name or say something that's abusive toward you, which continually scars. So the home will never come together in a relational manner.
Mm.
And so I leave angry. And once you're angry and take it personal, can't hear, can't process anything, because the anger is communicating everything to the heart.
So it is really important for that spiritual leader to be settled in his walk with Christ, being guided by the Spirit to be able to recognize the different mindsets and being able to deal with them in that fashion, not to incur further damage to the person they're trying to help.
Yeah, but the spiritual leader, if they have matured in Christ.
Uh-oh, you said a word there.
If they're matured in Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:15 and 16 said that those of us who are matured in Christ, we can discern all things, but we ourselves can't be discerned.
Mm-hmm.
So the discerning means you pick up on the reasoning, you pick up on the understanding, you pick up on the damage, you pick up on the anger, you pick up on that, and then you're able to process it in such a way that you cause them to heal. That's that's the purpose of having Christ in the home.
Mm.
Because when the spiritual leader is exemplifying Christ in the home, he's working to heal everyone in the home. Because that's what Christ would do.
Mm.
And that's what he does when he comes. And nothing can function if everything is damaged. So the healing is important.
All right, I'm here now. I was
praising,
fighting the freeway demon.
The freeway demon.
All right, we want to remind you that you can join this conversation. 832-230-5592. 832-230-5592. We're talking to you. Want you to talk back to us. So give us a call on that number. This conversation about the spiritual leader today. And we're getting ready to go to break, but before we do that, give us that definition of spiritual leader, Wilfred.
So the spiritual leader in the home is that person that is able to help a brother in the fault. He's the person that's able to transfer Christ-like information to the entire home in such a way that everyone in the home can heal, can function, can have the moral stability that they need in order to carry and function in life.
And to say it a little bit more succinctly, he's empowered to show others how to love God and love others. So that's what he's
that's
leading.
That's the one you wanted.
That's what he's leading us to do. That's why the example, being an example as well as being able to teach it and tell it is so important.
Mm.
Because he's demonstrating exactly what you are to become.
Right.
That's called, in biblical language, that's called discipleship. That's all it's called, teaching others to reach others.
Yes.
Teaching others to teach others. We're getting ready to go to break, and we'll be right back after this.
1520. KYND.
This is Bill Russell. I ain't got much time, so listen carefully. If you or your family member are looking for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, I've got every make, model, and brand. BMW, Range Rover, Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Honda, Mercedes, Lexus, Nissan. Did I say BMW? Of course I did. Before you drive all over town and get jacked around, call Bill Russell at Momentum BMW, 713-596-3100.
Go see Houston's car legend Bill Russell now at Momentum BMW Southwest.
You're listening to the Chat with PAC radio broadcast. PAC stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. For more information, visit us on the World Wide Web at ip.jaom.org. That's ipeet.jaom.org. And remember, we're changing the inner city one family at a time.
Everything we care about is at stake in this election. This is State Senator Rodney Ellis. We can make changes happen when we vote the Democratic ticket. That's how we elected President Obama. That's how we'll turn things around here in Harris County. The things most important to us are at stake. Our neighborhoods where new jobs are needed most. Equal pay for our working moms and grandmothers. Our young men, sometimes just children, are literally dying in the streets. They need better education, more access to health care, and a chance to start over if they get in trouble. All this can only happen if we vote the Democratic ticket and elect good Democrats who will fight for all of us. Election Day is November the 8th, and we can vote early starting October the 24th. This is Senator Rodney Ellis. Too much is at stake to stay home. We all must vote the Democratic ballot.
Political advertising paid for by Communications Workers of America, COPE, Political Contributions Committee, 202-434-1100, which is responsible for the content of this advertising not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Yeah! 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 Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? What? Yeah! Y'all ready to play some football?
From noon to 2 p.m. weekdays, tune in to KYND 1520 for the Chop Shop, your midday sports happy hour. The best 120 minutes of your day with former college coaches Tanya T. Bucket Benton and Milby High School legend and Villanova great Chris Walker, RCSports.com basketball guru Jim Hicks. The Chop Shop. Don't forget, noon to 2 p.m. weekdays. From Baytown to Brenham, on the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
All right, you're listening to the Deal with Will radio talk show. Did I say Deal with Will? I'm way back Chat yonder.
Hindsight, damn.
Chat with Pat. let me do it again. All right, you're listening to the Chat with Pat radio talk show. You can join our conversation, 832-230-5592. We're talking today about spiritual leadership interacting with the various mindsets in the home. That's a continuous series that we've been doing.
Yes.
And we told you that spiritual leader is that person that's empowered to show others how to love God and how to love others. So the key word there is to show, to demonstrate how to love God and to love others. You know, when you decide that you want to make change happen in your home, you want to be a part of, you want to be used by God, let's put it that way even, to make change happen. Well, when you start doing things and talking about things that you think should be different, you know, you run into I like to call it shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
I mean, people have a burden to help, but they quickly find out that's a heavy burden.
All right.
It's a lot to carry, and people don't know how to carry it, and that's kind of where we're going for the balance of today's show. If you've ever had a loved one that had Alzheimer's or dementia or something like that, especially if you are a child and it's your mother or your father, you find out that it's a very, very difficult adjustment.
Yes, yes.
You know, you first have to recognize that it is a problem. You go to the doctor, they say this is what's going on, and so now you know what's going on. And then you have to, the hardest part is adjusting.
Wow. Yes,
that
yes.
No longer are you in the child role, you're kind of in the parent role.
Parent role, yeah.
And that's really hard when you start trying to handle your mother or handle your father with some mm-hmm. firmness.
Mm-hmm.
It's real hard to make that adjustment. And so it takes, and you have to become solution oriented.
All right.
Here's the problem, and what do I need to do? And do that.
Mm.
You have to really make up your mind what you need to do and do that.
Right. Yes, yes.
And that's very hard to do at times. And so that's what we're talking about, the spiritual leader. We've been saying that they're getting down in this muck. Don't know what they're in for. And wow. So how do we engage that, Will, when we're trying to change the home? How do we engage with these mindsets?
So when we begin to talk about engagement, we must recognize that engagement and arguments need to be understood.
All right.
And arguments are healthy. Arguments are not unhealthy. And in our community, mm-hmm. when we hear arguments, we think of heated arguments.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But in the courtroom, an argument is just a stated belief.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is something I believe in, something I'm standing on, something I'm not going to change.
Right.
And so when the spiritual leader in the home has to recognize what the stated belief is of everyone in the home.
Right.
And once he recognizes that stated belief, then the argument has to do with one stated belief interacting with the other stated belief in such a way that the communication of both beliefs are understood.
All right.
And you have to do that from a peaceful perspective, not from a heated argument perspective, and not from a perspective of trying to wound or trying to hurt.
Mm.
So immaturity in the leadership wants to hurt when it can't get its way.
All right.
Just like a child. But mature leadership's not going to hurt. It's going to recognize where that other belief is, recognizing they have a right to the belief if they want it. Jesus doesn't even change our belief. If we don't want to follow him, he lays out the principles, and because we believe in what he's doing, we follow that belief.
Right.
But Jesus, not even Christ, is coming after you if you just don't believe it. That's why hell is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's because those people don't really want to accept that they don't have to do it. And it should be understood. So
that ties it into this word when we talk about healthy family initiative.
That's exactly right.
And so you're creating an environment for nurturing, for maturation, or for maturity.
It is the same way God grows up, because how many times do we sin?
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact that the Bible says don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Christ is always there to pick us up when we confess, to grow us back up, and to come back into the relationship so we can see our faults and grow into that relationship that he eventually wants to us, which is what maturity is.
Right.
And so if the spiritual leader recognizes he's trying to take the home to maturity, he's going to be on point.
Mm.
The engagement should be... The objective of engagement should be spiritual maturity, maturity toward the entire home.
So it is, the purpose is not so much just to win the argument, but to communicate and understand what's being communicated between the two.
Exactly. The Jack in the Box secret sauce is this: you're not going to accomplish anything if it's not matured.
Mm.
Anything that's going to do or be worth anything has to mature.
Yes.
And so even Christianity is suffering because the majority of the leaders are immature. We're trying to make it fit. We're trying to get it to do what we say instead of taking a look at how Christ leads and following that lead in such a way that, as we mentioned earlier, the illustration is seriously important, because even if I hold another view and decide to change, the first step I need to take is a step from an illustration that I've already seen.
All right.
And if I'm taking a look at that, then I know that even if I hadn't said anything and I watch, let's say, a person following an illustration that I had, I see that now they're moving toward a mature, a more mature perspective. So the first step on that is making sure that we understand what engagement is. It's simply interacting in such a way that I'm going to give my view and stand on it. They're going to give their view and stand on it. And both people are going to respect the other view.
All right.
Now, the problem we have is when both of those views come under one roof. When they come under one roof, the person who is has the dominion over the home, he has a settled belief as well as the standards in the home. And so if there's a healthy home, even those who have other beliefs should respect the standards of the home.
Right.
Even if they disagree with it, when they come in, they should respect it. For example, in our home, my son being single, he can't bring another lady there and sleep in the same bed.
Right.
She can't spend the night there. Because in our standards, that is not tolerated. So now, even though he has an inner city thuggish mindset,
right,
his maturity level and respect for me and my home, he's not going to do it.
Right.
So we're still going to have peace in the home, even though he disagrees with that view.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and we can interact with it as much as we would like, as long as the discussion is healthy.
Yes.
As long as the discussion is reframed, person from trying to bring that view and that lifestyle into the home, we're going to be all right. So that's number one. Recognizing that engagement and arguments are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second point is don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. If you're going to engage, the first thing we have to do is not take it personal, because we must recognize that people have a right to have other views. We only take it personal if I think my righteousness is superior to your righteousness.
Mm.
And we both have self-righteousness. My self-righteousness is now conflicting with your self-righteousness under my roof. So now when that happens, somebody's offended. And when you're offended, you've already been wounded. You're no good for the fight.
Right.
Once you get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Being offended is the first step to being wounded, or the first step to taking it personal. Second step is once I'm not taking it personal, I have to remain on my turf. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells me to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh.
Yes.
I have to walk with the empowerment of how Christ loves so that I can love. And I walk in how I think it ought to be and try to share what I think it ought to be out of my own self-righteousness. Mm-hmm. And so I must stay on my turf. Now, most of the time, now you jumped in on this in the war room, when we talk about sometimes those in religious righteousness
mm-hmm.
can think it's spiritual.
Right, right, right. Just because we have religious vernacular or we've learned... So to say, you want to come in, you want to cast out all the demons, you know, and just because we think we know something that the other people doesn't know, which borders on mysticism,
yeah,
you know, that then we have some kind of right to just kind of push people along in the direction we want them to go in, even though as Willis said, it's not a choice out of a belief system or a choice out of changing their mindset.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and so the whole key is to change the inside,
right,
so that the behavior will follow.
Exactly. So if we follow this rule of thought, love, respect, and attention. If you follow those three things, if you take a look for those three things, you'll stay on your turf.
We are saying that you have to establish order. Even if the belief system haven't been established.
That is exactly right. And it's a crucial point, because the engagement has to deal with whether you are establishing order or whether you're maintaining order.
All right.
Because if you're establishing order, then there's going to be a heated conflict.
Yes, yes.
And if there's a heated conflict, you have to have some extended powers on your side. So, you know, and so for example, what did God do to Adam and Eve when they broke the rules?
Mm.
He put them out. They were put out of the garden. That's what we get.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay in paradise when you violate the rules.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be put out. You need to go somewhere where you can create or develop your own rules.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to create a belief system in the midst of chaos. So order has to be some form of order. Should be
stacked. Right, and stood on. And communicated, which takes us to the third point.
Mm-hmm.
The third point is you want to ask questions and not make statements in the argument.
Man.
You want to ask questions because questions allows the person that's engaging to have to stop and listen.
So asking questions it engages the mind.
Right.
And it causes them to have to work through.
Right. What the question is. So if we do the Genesis thing, Adam and Eve is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question was asked is, Adam, where are you?
Well, yeah.
The question wasn't asked to find out where he was.
No.
The question is designed to get Adam to take a look at something he's already done,
mm-hmm.
or something that should already be understood.
Mm-hmm.
And God knew
where he was. Yeah, God knew where he was. And most of the time, those of us who are spiritual have already recognized the belief systems that we're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
and how to interact with those, with how we're interacting relationally with those belief systems in order to pull them more into a Christ-like behavior, or
right.
Christ-like, or more towards salvation, or more towards discipleship, or more towards service.
Right.
So as we're interacting, our standard is already set.
Okay.
Even if it's in our heart and not in our home. And now you're putting that standard in the home where it's understood by everyone. And what usually happens if you have a Christ-like home, people who will come in there will watch the peace and the lack of drama.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be attracted to. I know that's what happens in our home. Most people that come there, they recognize it's a peaceful place to be. It's not even a heated environment. And so that kind of allows those who have been frustrated and restless to come in and sit down and rest. Because there's not going to be any drama. So trying to establish that is number one.
Okay. Can you give us an example of engaging in a case study kind of format?
Well, sure. So thuggish reality is going to always come in. It's going to try to take over, and it's going to try to rule, and it's going to set up shop for what it wants to do.
Right.
So let's say example. It depending on the type is, you can't sleep in my home. So the first thing's going to happen, somebody's going to bring the other person in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to stay toward 10. It's getting kind of late. Somebody ought to be going home.
Right.
So now there's, now it's engagement time. Okay. It's getting you. So you go in and, the first question you ask is, what time is it?
All right.
So everybody shouldn't everyone be,
mm-hmm.
isn't it time for everybody to be going home? Okay, so now what we have is the answer to that question. It's really going to tell us what the rest of the night is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because if, look, man, she on her way to home, she needs to spend the night. Okay, this is another discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the question is, how is that going to happen?
Right.
With the standard already being set. So the standard might have to be reiterated. Now, you know, no one's going to sleep together in the same bed, da-da-da-da-da-da. That's there. So now what are you guys planning to do? Another question. Here's the rule. Then there's another question. Now what are we going to do with it? Well, I think that I ought to be here. Okay, well, that's taking it toward a heated engagement, to which we say that's not going to happen. You understand? So now since I kind of run it in the bills. Tell me how you are going to pull that off.
Okay, let's stop right there. What's that website?
Chatwithpack.org. That's chatwithpack.org. P-A-K for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom.
All right, you can go check us out on that website. Find more out about us. We'll be back right after this.
Your kind of talk. 1520 KYND.
If you're retiring, changing jobs, laid off, or your company recently merged, call Roderick Dow, PC, 713-862-4332. Roderick can assist you with your 401k, 403b, pension, profit sharing, ESOP, and other employer-sponsored retirement plans. Roderick will sit down with you in person for a free, no-obligation consultation. 713-862-4332. He will discuss the options for your retirement plan and inform you of the tax ramifications of each option. Roderick is a certified public accountant, CPA, and licensed financial advisor. Call Roderick Dow. He wants to help you pursue your retirement goals. 713-862-4332. 713-862-4332.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated, Roderick Dow, PC, and Securities America, a separate companies. CPA services offered through Roderick Dow, PC.
Guinevere, do you know what time it is?
Yes, it's Gulfgate time. It's Saturday, a great time to shop. But wait, tomorrow is Sunday, the best day to buy.
Come get your best deal and free food on Sunday from 10 until 8.
Only at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 7250 Gulf Freeway, or call 281-477-6767.
It's Gulfgate time.
From the Pine Toppers to the top of the charts, the Big O. From the Dominoes to dominating, Mr. Excitement. Dee Dee's sister, Whitney's cousin. The daughter of one-time pool shark, Minnesota Fats.
I would rather go blind, boy.
It's Otis Redding.
I've been loving you.
Dionne Warwick. Versus Jackie Wilson.
My heart is crying.
And Etta James. It's a classic showdown.
Friday, October 28th on 1520 KYND. From spring to Sugarland, on the air everywhere. Everywhere. The powerful 1520.
All right. You're listening to the Chat with Pack radio broadcast. We want to remind you that you can still call in at 832-230-5592. You can visit us on our website. That is
chatwithpack.org. Chatwithpack. That's PAK.org. And on our website, you can actually get some of the material to help better understand what we're sharing here and actually help to develop a healthy family at home. And that material is healthy relationships. There you can developing powerful and productive families who advance the kingdom by engaging the culture. And then one other, and I really want to talk about this, is sharing love with thugs. Sharing love with thugs. We've been talking about the thug mindset here on the show, and it helps you to understand how to relate to the inner city and hip-hop culture. And if you really want to learn how to be a good man, godly man, we actually have one called the Second Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Second Adams Men Discipleship Program.
All right. And then we have classes to that end that will help you to engage and to what's the word I'm looking for? The classes will help you to learn how to better engage your family, engage
right.
your the culture around you, and you can call and learn. We have campuses all over the city, and you can call our offices and get information on it at 713-860-4332. 713-784-6055.
In fact, I think we have a graduation coming up, don't we, Harry?
Yes, sir. November 18th.
And so if you are interested in coming by just to take a look at one of the programs or the graduates, come by 2600 CHU at the Dignity Centers. This is where we are housed in the heart of Fifth Ward.
November 18th, 10 a.m.?
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
And take a look at the graduates that's coming out as we begin to continually change their lives.
All right. In this illustration you were giving us, and you told us that the response to the question of what is the young man and the young lady going to do since they can't stay here that way, and you said it was moving more toward establishing order because of the response.
Yeah. So Matthew chapter 12 says, from an overflow of the heart, the mouth's going to speak.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so in the heart, there are two sections according to that text. One section is where there is ungodly values or treasures. It says, out of the treasures of the heart, or there's evil treasures of the heart, and then there's godly treasures of the heart. So those who are not saved, don't recognize Christ, don't want to do the things Christ say, they have ungodly treasures, things they value. And those in this setup, the value would be sleeping in my home unmarried.
Right.
And so when he brings that value, it's going to clash with a godly value that I have in my home. Well, it's not going to happen. So now the engagement has to take place. And when I ask the question, I'm monitoring the overflow of the heart.
Right.
Okay.
The answer is going to come out of an overflow of the heart. And when he says, well, she doesn't, the first step is going to be to keep her in the house overnight.
Right.
That's got to be the first step. And then you know how that happens. And then you tip between 2 o'clock and 5.
So actually, you're dealing with a cultural mindset.
Right.
Right.
And it's good to know what you're dealing with. And,
right.
And I think that would help you formulate questions, you know, to direct them in another direction.
And the key piece that's going to surface is the motif.
Right.
If he really wants to obey what I'm saying, you're going to hear it. The tone will come out. Okay. Man, you know what? I really wasn't trying to sleep in the same room with her. That motif, and you know, and you'll hear that motif, so you'll be able to respond to it. Or if there's a more challenging motif, you know, oh man, you know, we all grown, everybody grown.
Yeah.
That motif is saying, I'm ready to challenge what your authority is.
Right.
So you'll be able to hear that. But the engagement is going to continue. Therefore, here comes another question.
Okay. Like, where is your house?
Yeah, right. Or are you buying one? Or do you have any gas in your car?
Let me ask a question. Pretend I'm a caller, I'm calling the show. Let me ask a question. What if they say, well, since we can't stay here tonight, what if you give us some money for a hotel room? If not, let me have your credit card so we can... you don't have to answer anybody at the table. How would you handle that?
Me personally, you know, why would you want me to get involved with that anyway, you know,
you're a Christian man.
If that's your business, you handle it. You know, you're not staying. You know, we didn't establish that you're not staying here. So I'm not going to help you stay somewhere else.
And sometimes, you know, depending, if you say, you know, okay, that's fine, let me drive you somewhere. Because I can transfer my value, I can, if I take you somewhere. And I use money to sit you down somewhere in such a way, it's kind of like the story of the Good Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can we help somebody move by allowing them to see, okay, I'll get involved and I will help you handle this burden. Because you need to recognize that you're not going to stay here, but I can get involved in moving you around because I understand what my boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think understanding our boundaries can also connect to us remaining on our turf.
Right.
My boundaries might be, okay, I don't have a problem helping you out because you're ungodly anyway.
Yes.
And that ungodly value is going to be there. Now, going to Pastor Marshall's example, if I'm dealing with the hood and the hood has game, and a part of the game is to keep their money and spend mine.
And not only that is, sometimes it's like, if I can't get you to engage in my agenda this way, I'm going to get you to engage in it another way.
Right. Going back to motif.
Yeah, the motive. If I detect that, then I'm not participating in any way.
Sure. Yeah. But I think that's where we talk about being led and guided by the Spirit for the right response on that. We tell the story about when we was getting my son out of jail for the last time, and I was taking him to his grandmother's, and it was seriously clear that the Lord wanted me to take him home.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to take him home. But it was clear, and then when I called the wife to talk about that, then she was like, no. But right now, today, that's the greatest decision we made.
Right.
Yeah.
And so just recognizing that God's clear foresight on what really has to happen may sometimes supersede what we really think we want to do because of our own issues.
Right.
Yeah. Our own way of thinking. And sometimes God is doing the twofold. He's using them to grow us up a little bit more by getting us to recognize what decision we'll make if we say we love God and love people.
All right.
Okay. So we really made full circle in that we're back to this idea of he that is spiritual.
Right.
And so we're talking about really being in tune with God and in tune with what the Bible calls the fruits of the Spirit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, which is a behavior. The whole packet is a behavior. Sometimes we pick it apart, but it's not fruits with an S, it's fruit.
Fruit. Yeah.
So that one fruit is all packaged in what God, and it's actually the presence of God in your life.
Right.
Because that whole set of fruit is what you need when you're doing battle or engaging those who don't hold our views. And I think we've kind of come full circle too, because everyone recognizes that Christians are supposed to turn the other cheek, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a clear term, that we are supposed to be tolerant.
Right.
You know,
forgiving.
And all of that's now come full circle in the sense that no one is expecting us to have any boundaries or make any kind of take any kind of stand for anything.
Yeah, I had a relative, him and his lady friend got evicted.
All right.
And I told him, you can come stay with me, and she can go stay with her relative. But he told me she was his responsibility.
Mm.
And she had to come with him. Well, she's not my responsibility.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And in that scenario, you're trying to create boundaries in his, because he has no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
He but just crossed boundaries as he goes.
That other cheek thing came into play. So he calls me. He's in the rain, nowhere to stay. And he says, it's raining out here. We need to come to your house. I said, y'all can come to my house, but you can't spend the night at my house. It's still the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know, come bedtime, the sister got to go.
Somebody got to go.
But it's like I'm in a tough situation, so he's gonna turn that other cheek, or he's going to change his mind, because he loves me. I know he loves me, but I'm a pull on that.
I'm going to get that credit card.
Or what we call taking kindness for weakness.
Right.
Your kindness, but now we're going to cross the barrier of crime, that the boundary of kindness, and challenge the weakness that you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And that's when we, most of the time, we stand up.
All right.
Because the text says, if they ask for your coat, give them the cloak. If they ask you to go 1 mile,
go two.
Go another. But I'm not going 5 miles.
Yeah, right?
I'm going two. I've got my instructions to go an extra mile. But, you know, five, that's the standard. We're going to stop. We're going to draw a line down. 5 miles, I'm tired.
I do want to say, if she hadn't had a place to go,
okay,
then I would have thought about bringing them in. The weather was bad, and splitting them up.
Okay,
you know, I'd have went that way. But she had somewhere to go. Mm. Okay. But he just wanted to keep her with him.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is a culture that does not know Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to interject what Christians ought to do,
right?
When they really don't know Christ,
right?
And they tend to tell us, if you were a Christian, you should do, or if you're not a Christian, you won't know what we should do.
How do you know what?
Because we have to be guided by God to do what we're doing,
yeah.
And He's got to make sure that everything else is resolved, which is why we can trust Him, because in His ability to know all. He understands what he has shared with us and what role that plays in everything else. You know, Dr. Walter Martin says, when we talked about if you have faith to pick up this mountain and ask the mountain to move,
mm-hmm.
then you better put your faith in somebody that knows where to sit the mountain down.
That's good. We want to remind you that what you're hearing is stuff that we teach all the time, and you can come to our offices, our classes, and you can, and not just the classes, you can call us and we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. Just call the offices 713-784-6055 to find out more about us immediately. You can go to our website
at chatwithpack.org. That's PAK.org.
Want to remind you that we have graduations coming up on
November 18th at 10 a.m. at 2600 Q Street, Houston, Texas, 77020.
Freshness will be served.
We have resources on our website.
Yes, we have Sharing Love with Thugs. That's helping to understand how to relate to the inner city and the hip-hop culture, developing and strengthening our relationships through healthy relationships, and then becoming a godly man, our Second Adams program. You can download those books right from the website.
All right. We got about 3 minutes left. Let's see, can we tie a knot in this show?
Okay, so the object of the game, again, is to bring healthy family initiatives together so that everyone in the house is healthy. And we're moving toward ensuring that everyone in the house is saved. Because once they're saved and growing, the house becomes powerful.
Right.
And then once that happens, then we can take that structured home and begin to reach out to other families. And so that we can transfer what we're now sharing to other families, which then brings the inner city into a better social environment. That's where we're headed with it. And so going toward this is crucial.
Yeah, I didn't want to end on like we talking about establishing a bunch of rules and all that. We're really after the belief system and exactly. creating an environment where the belief system can be nurtured.
And I think taking a stand is how it's going to have to happen.
Mm.
It's not that we're going to leave somebody out in the rain.
Yeah.
But it is a saying that we are taking a stand, and once you hit our boundaries, we're ready to fight for what we believe.
Yeah.
And that's something that's really not heard of in Christianity. It's always turn the other cheek, but it's never a fight for what we believe.
Right.
Because, and at the end, it is far better to have Christ with self-restraints and high values
mm-hmm.
than it is to go down the cesspool of not knowing Christ and entering in all the different types of relationships that only wound and hurt people further.
Mm. Forget Jude, it says, contend for the faith.
Yeah.
And that's why this show is not called Retreating. It's called Pastor
Advancing the Kingdom.
The Kingdom. All right, fellas. I think that's a wrap, and we are PAC. That stands for Pastors Advancing the Kingdom. And what we're doing is changing the inner city
one family at a time.